Everyone who has received the grace of God is willing to preach his gospel.
那传道人保罗啊，他就代表大家来说出了这一句话。
And on the behalf of everyone, Paul spoke these words.
啊，传福音的目的啊，就是要把大家完完全全的引到神的面前。
The purpose of preaching is to present every man perfect in Jesus Christ.
那为什么能够达到这个目标
？And how come we are able to reach this goal?
啊，二十九节。
Verse 29。
保罗说：“我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面应用的大能，尽心竭力。”
To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
啊，每一个传福音的人都领受了主耶稣极大的恩典。
Each preacher has received the great blessing of the Lord.
啊，所以都愿意为传福音的事情啊来尽心竭力。
And this is why they are willing to put in all their effort to preach.
啊，当然保罗更是这样子。
And Paul was even more so.
啊，但是在这里，保罗他也知道啊，不是只有靠他自己的努力而已。
However, Paul here understood that it wasn't by his own power that he could do this.
啊，也要照着在我们里面所应用的大能。
But he would strive to do according to the him who works in him mightily.
啊，在这里保罗所说的啊，就是圣灵的工作，圣灵的能力。
And here Paul is referring to the work of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵。他是谁？他做什么
？So who is the Holy Spirit? What does he do?
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
二十四节，遵守神命令的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
这里约翰说，我们怎么知道神住在我们里面？
Here Paul explains, here John explains, how do we know that the Spirit lives within us?
就是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
It is by the Spirit that God has given to us.
所以圣灵，就是神。
Thus, this God is a Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit.
所以领受圣灵啊，是一件极大的福气，极伟大的一件事情。
So to receive the Holy Spirit is such a great blessing.
啊，这一位尊贵伟大的神，他来住在我们里面。
This great and awesome God is willing to live within us.
啊，他不是只有在我们旁边，他是内住于我们里面。
He is not only by our side, but he lives within us.
啊，所以首先圣灵就是神。
So who is the Holy Spirit? It is God.
领受圣灵的时候，是的，一定会有感觉。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, yes, we will have a feeling.
但是圣灵不是只是一种感觉。
But the Holy Spirit is not just a feeling.
领受圣灵也常常会带给我们生活当中我们所需要的力量。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we might receive also the power to live our daily lives.
但是圣灵它不是只是一种力量。
But the Holy Spirit is not merely just a strength.
圣灵就是神。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以保罗说，当我们这个圣灵的工作之一呢，就是会为我们照着神的旨意来祈求。
Thus Paul once said that the Holy Spirit allows us to pray according to the will of God.
所以圣灵它是有思想的。
Thus the Holy Spirit has its own thoughts.
保罗也曾经勉励以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹说，不要让圣灵来为你担忧。
And Paul once said to the church in Ephesus, do not let the Holy Spirit grieve for you.
所以这也让我们知道圣灵他也是有这种感情的。
And so this also tells us that the Holy Spirit has emotions.
就好像父母亲有时候会为儿女担忧，为什么？因为对儿女有那个亲情，有那个感情。
Just like parents will grieve for the children, why? Because they have emotions, they have thoughts towards their children.
保罗也在哥林多前书说到，圣灵照着他自己的意思，将恩赐来分赐给人。
Paul also said that the Holy Spirit, according to its will, has given blessings and talents to all of us.
所以圣灵他也是有意志的。
So the Holy Spirit has its own will.
所以圣灵不是只是一种感觉，只是一种感动或者力量。
Thus, the Holy Spirit is not just a feeling, a movement, or a strength.
圣灵就是神。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
那圣灵要做什么？
So, what will the Holy Spirit do?
我们就来谈圣灵在我们个人身上的工作。
Let's discuss the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们要根据在约翰福音里头主耶稣对圣灵的介绍来看到圣灵在我们每一个个人身上的工作。
And we'll look at this through the book of John, how the Holy Spirit can work amongst all of us.
我们请看约翰福音十四章十六节。
So look at John chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John 14:16。
十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，或做信卫师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
这是主耶稣对门徒的这个安慰。
This was Jesus' comfort to his disciples.
这也是主耶稣对门徒的。一个重要的应许。
And this was also a very important promise Jesus gave his disciples.
这个应许不但给当时的门徒，也给今天我们每一个人。
And this promise is not only to the disciples of the past, but to all of us here today.
这个应许就是这里所说的，要赐给你们一位保惠师。
And this promise is that what it says here, he will give us a helper.
这个 helper 在或者说保惠师他在。它原来其实包括了几个意思。
And the original meaning of the word helper has a couple of meanings.
那这个保惠师十七章的第一节它就是主耶稣所说的真理的圣灵。
In chapter 17, verse 1, it talks about this helper as the truth of life.
这个十四章的十七节
14, verse 17.
说圣灵这个保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
It is the spirit of truth.
也就是主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit that God has promised us.
所以圣灵在我们身上第一个工作就是他是安慰者。
So what the first work of the Holy Spirit is, it is a comforter.
我们生活在充满着变化的这个人生里头。
We live in a life full of changes.
人在变，事情在变，包括物质也在变。
People change, the environment changes, even everything around us changes.
在这一些改变的当中常常我们需要得到安慰。
And in the midst of these changes, we often need comfort.
比如当时主耶稣的门徒，他们面对着主耶稣要离开他们。
For example, the disciples were facing the fact that Jesus was about to leave them.
在生活当中的改变，我们最不愿意碰到的就是遇到了那些让我们流泪的事情。
And in the midst of change, what we least desire to face is things that will cause us to shed tears.
常常那些流泪不是欢喜快乐的流泪。
Because often these tears are not because of joy.
常常那些流泪是悲伤痛苦的流泪。
Because these tears are often because of our sorrow.
当我们感到非常非常孤独的时候，我们会流泪。
When we feel very lonely, we will shed tears.
当我们觉得我们要保持我们的原则，我们不愿意跟别人一样的时候，在那种坚持之下，我们也会流泪。
When we feel like we want to keep our principles and not follow the people around us, then we may also shed tears.
如果一个人连眼泪也流不出来了，那就已经是非常非常的难过痛苦了。
And when one has gone to the point that they can't even shed tears, then they are very, very sorrowful.
但是无论眼泪流得出来流不出来，很要紧的是能够得到安慰。
But whether or not we are able to shed tears, what's most important is whether or not we are able to receive comfort.
我们一定会遇到老、生病、死别等等的事情。
We will definitely face aging, sorrow, and death.
那必须要去面对，但是我们渴望的是得着安慰。
And though we must face these things, what we hope to receive is comfort.
那在这一切我们的遭遇里头，圣灵是安慰者。
And in everything that we face, the Holy Spirit is our comforter.
我们常常会互相安慰勉励说把它忘了。
Often we will encourage one each other and say forget about it.
我们会说出去散散心就把它忘了。
Just go outside and forget about it.
圣灵不是让我们去忘了，圣灵是来安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit doesn't help us to forget about this, but He allows us to be comforted.
这个保惠师的另外一个意思就是顾问、辅导者。
Another meaning of the word helper is a counselor.
为什么我们能够得到安慰？
Why are we able to receive comfort?
因为我们得到了真正所需要的辅导。
Because we have received the true counsel.
我们请看约翰福音十四章二十六节。
Let's look at John 14:26.
二十六节，但保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
这里说这个圣灵啊，他要将一切的事来指教我们。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things.
其实主耶稣很多的教训啊，都是我们生活当中极宝贵的、极美好的帮助。
Actually, a lot of the teachings of the Lord Jesus could be our very precious help.
只是我们常常没有去想起来。
However, we just often don't think about these things.
意思就是，常常我们没有真正的去明白进入主耶稣的教训。
Which is to say, we often have not truly understood and entered deeply within the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
那这个圣灵啊，他是辅导者，他要帮助我们来进入、来明白主耶稣的教训。
But the Holy Spirit is the helper, and it will help us to remember and to enter into all things that the Lord Jesus says.
在我们的生活当中啊，我们或多或少的一定会有一些困惑的事情。
In our daily lives, we'll often face things that will confuse us.
因为我们生活在一个多变化又很复杂的一个很现实的社会里头。
Because we live in a very complicated and changing world.
当然我们尝试着让自己的生活简单。
And we often try to simplify our lives.
但是我们还无论如何，我们都是生活在这个大环境里头。
But no matter what, we're still living in this great environment.
所以大家面对着很多同样的问题。
So we will all face similar problems.
婚姻的问题，亲情的问题。
Problems with our marriage and our relationships.
工作的问题，友情的问题。
Problems with our job, with money.
我们的家庭，我们的事业。
Our career, our families.
这个世界的潮流。
And the trends of the world.
这个政治经济的情况。
And the problems with politics and the economy.
所谓的什么是真正的价值观。
And what is true value?
这每一个层面，无论你愿不愿意，几乎我们每一天都在面对。
And whether or not we are willing, we will face problems in all these different aspects of our lives.
在面对这么许多的事情，我们或多或少的都会有一些的困惑。
And when we face all these different things, we will face problems.
那圣灵是我们的辅导者。
But the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
他要将一切的事情来指教我们。
He will teach us all things.
当主耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，
When Jesus was with his disciples,
门徒常常也对一些事情觉得很困惑。
The disciples were often confused about many things.
所以他们来到主耶稣的面前，他们来问主耶稣。
So they would come to the presence of the Lord Jesus and ask him.
比如说他们有一次问主耶稣说，我们已经很努力了，为什么我们没有办法帮这一个人来赶出他身上的鬼？
For example, they said, we already put in so much effort, why were we unable to cast out the demon within one person?
甚至有时候他们对主耶稣的教训，他们也觉得困惑，所以请主耶稣将他们，帮他们更详细的讲解。
And sometimes they were confused about some of the teachings of the Lord Jesus, so they would go up to him and have him explain it even more.
为什么门徒，当他们知道主耶稣要被抓、被钉、要离开他们就觉得忧伤。
Why were the disciples sorrowful when they knew that the Lord Jesus was going to be crucified?
他们以为说，将来如果有了困惑，我们找谁去问？
Because they felt that if we have problems in the future, who are we going to ask?
所以主耶稣才安慰他们说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said that I have asked of the Father, and he will send you a counselor in my name.
这个圣灵甚至他要个别的 来教导我们，来帮助我们。
And this Holy Spirit will very specially teach us and guide us.
我们请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 27。
二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常常在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
啊，这个恩膏指的就是圣灵。
And this anointing refers to the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以圣灵他甚至要个别的来教导我们每一个人。
Thus, the Holy Spirit will individually teach each one of us.
哦，让我们去明白圣经，
allowing us to understand the Bible，
让我们更加的去认识主耶稣，
allowing us to understand the Lord even more，
让我们去明白有关永生生命的事情，
allowing us to understand the things regarding eternity，
甚至圣灵会教导我们说我们应该说的话。
The Holy Spirit will even teach us to speak the words we should say。
请我们再看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章第七节。
John chapter 16 verse 7.
第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
在这里主耶稣也是再一次的来安慰这些忧伤的门徒。
Here the Lord Jesus once again comforts his sorrowful disciples.
他说我去了，保惠师才会来到。
He said, if I go away, then the Comforter will come.
那这保惠师圣灵他来了，他要做什么？
And this helper, the Holy Spirit, what will it do?
第八节。
Verse 8.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
这里告诉我们，圣灵在我们每一个人身上的另外一个工作，就好像是一位信鬼师。
Here it tells us another work of the Holy Spirit, and that it is a convictor.
有时候我们会很怀念我们人生当中的几个老师。
Sometimes we will remember and miss some of our teachers in the past.
这些老师有的可能在当时我们并不是很喜欢甚至会有一点恨恶他。
And sometimes we might have not liked these teachers and even hated them.
因为他总是很有原则的常常会训诲我们。
Because with great principle, they would often rebuke us.
但是回想起来，这样的老师他的训诲都是对的，都是对我们很有帮助的。
But when we look back, we can think that their rebuke was often correct and often helped us.
人生能够遇见少数的几位这样的老师，这是很难得的。
To find this kind of teacher who has very few opinions is very rare.
不是每一个人都会遇到的。
It's not some kind of teacher that everyone will face.
但是在信仰的道路上面，感谢赞美主，我们每一个人都能够有这一位更好的信诲师。
But in our daily lives, we are able to have this even better convictor.
在生活当中知道什么是对，什么是错，其实是很重要的。
For us to understand what is right and what is wrong in our daily lives is very important.
那更重要的就是能够选择对的。
And even more importantly, we must learn to speak, to choose what is correct.
更重要的是，当做错的时候，知道认错，要赶紧的去改过。
What's more important is that when we do wrong, we know that we have done wrong and try to change.
人生很怕的就是在错误里头继续错下去，麻痹了，甚至到后来不知道这是错的。
Man often fears that when the midst of doing wrong, they will continue to do so to the point that they are numb and forget how wrong things that they are doing are.
神就是爱。
But God is love.
所以他应许将这保惠师，将这圣灵来赏赐给我们。
So he has promised to give us this helper, this Holy Spirit.
他能够让我们知道对跟错。
And it allows us to understand the difference between good and evil.
他能够帮助我们知道我们的罪，而且呢， 去为我们的罪来忧伤，来责备自己。
It helps us to know our sins and also helps us to repent and be sorrowful for our sins.
当一个人知道错，知道罪，他才会有回转。
Only when one understands their sin and their wrongdoing will they return.
一个人有真正的悔改，他才能够带来真正的安慰跟力量。
And only with true repentance can someone bring true comfort and strength.
那这圣灵在我们的生活当中，他会帮助我们去判断、判决我们所想的、我们所做的。
And this Holy Spirit will help us to discern with what we speak, what we think.
我们常常在所谓的义行上面是有亏欠的。做对的事情上面，我们是有亏欠的。
A lot of times we are lacking in doing the right thing.
但是有时候我们是不知道的。
But oftentimes it's because we are unaware.
那不知道就不会改过，就不会进步。
And with lack of knowledge, we will not change. We will not improve.
所以我们需要圣灵的帮助跟信会。
Thus, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵帮助我们认识，我们本来只不过是罪人。
Holy Spirit helps us to understand that we were but sinners.
我们需要有主耶稣的救恩，来让我们在神面前来称义。
And that we need the salvation of the Lord Jesus to become righteous.
圣灵帮助我们看到我们离所谓的好还有距离。
And the Holy Spirit helps us to see the distance between us and becoming good.
圣灵他让我们知道，而且他也能够帮助我们，让我们越来越靠近好。
And the Holy Spirit helps us to become better and better.
圣灵也会不断的来提醒我们将来那个最大最重要的审判。
And the Holy Spirit also helps us to remember the great judgment.
所以圣灵不但对我们每一个个人，不但帮助我们现在眼前，也帮助我们的将来。
Thus the Holy Spirit not only helps us in our present life, but also helps us in the future.
那我就用以上所讲的来跟大家介绍圣灵是谁，做什么。
So with the above, I have introduced to you what the Holy Spirit is and what it does.
接下来我要邀请 Alice 姐妹来做见证。
And next, I would like to invite Sister Alice to give a testimony.
她要跟我们一起来分享圣灵在她个人身上的美好的工作。
And she is going to testify of the wonderful works the Holy Spirit did in her.
我们现在就请 Alice 姐妹。
We now invite Sister Alice.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I would like to testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
How the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus, had done so many wonderful things in my life.
圣灵，主耶稣怎么样在我的生命当中做了很美好的事。
It is exactly as what Pastor Chan had mentioned, all these three functions.
就如同刚刚陈传道所提到的圣灵的这三个功能。
I may seem very proper. Most people have known me to be a very proper person right now, but I was not like that always.
也许在座的每一个人看到我都觉得我是一个举止很合一的人，但是我并不是总是这样子。
I came to know Christ in my college years, second or third college years.
我是在我大学第三年的时候，来认识耶稣。
Before then, I lived rather a wild life.
在那之前，我过着一个蛮疯狂的生活。
Because I was very lost in this world, didn't know why I was in this world.
因为我在这个世界上觉得很迷失，我不知道为什么我会存在在这个世界上。
Especially, I was very into music, so I was very spent a lot of time with music. I had to have music 24 hours, if every hour of my waking hours.
尤其是我很沉迷于在音乐当中，几乎是24小时我都要听音乐。
And dancing, clubbing,
并且很喜欢去跳舞以及去夜店。
As a result, I really wasted a lot of time and not studying, so my grade was going down very badly.
所以这造成我浪费了很多时间在这个事情上面，所以我的功课也不好。
And I felt that emptiness in my heart to the point where I could physically feel the pain inside of me, and I didn't know what it was.
我可以感觉到我的心灵很空虚，甚至会让我觉得我很痛苦。
So I that's why I sought after anything that would temporarily satisfy me.
所以我开始寻找一些就是可以提供暂时的解决方式。
That's why I dwelt into things that I really enjoyed, which was loud music. That was back in the 80s. Most of you may not even know that was like a new wave. So that was the kind of music I was really into.
所以我就很沉迷于一些东西，好比说那些热门音乐，八十年代的热门音乐是所谓的新趋势的音乐。
And also my appearance, I start dressing up very outrageous to attract attention.
而我的外貌也是一样，我喜欢穿一些奇装异服，然后让人家注意我。
Nobody knew what my heart really needed.
其他人其实并不知道我的内心想要什么。
God was the last thing in my mind that I want.
神是唯一知道我是需要什么的。
I actually was trying to run away from him.
我事实上是想要逃避他。
I feel God or religion is something that restricts you and bounds you. All kinds of things that you cannot do.
我觉得神或是宗教都是带给你很多的枷锁，让你不能做很多事。
But it's amazing how I still don't understand why God wanted to choose me.
我实在我仍然不了解为什么神会拣选我。
Because through some miraculous event, He brought me to church.
因为经过一些很神奇的神迹，他把我带到教会。
And very soon, it was almost like the second day I started to pray, he gave me the Holy Spirit.
很快的，几乎是在第二天的时候，我跪下来祷告，他就赐给我圣灵。
At that time, I didn't even understand what Holy Spirit was.
在那时候，我其实不了解什么是圣灵。
I didn't even know who Jesus was very much.
我也并不是那么了解耶稣。
I never read the Bible before.
我也从来没读过圣经。
Yet, he just...pour his spirit so mightily on me.
但是他就这样很大能，把他大能的圣灵就这样浇灌在我身上。
Just as Pastor Chen said, he comforted me with the love of only it's indescribable. The my heart was so filled with his love.
就像陈传道刚才所提到的，他就用他的大爱把圣灵浇灌在我身上，这是很难形容的一个感觉。
I felt when I received the Holy Spirit like I was a lost child for so long, and finally my father found me.
当我得到圣灵的时候，我的感觉就是我好像是一个长期迷失的孩子找到了父亲。
I felt that unconditional love that he loved me despite of all my flaws, all my selfishness, all my bad habits.
我感觉到说他的无条件的爱，包容了我过去所犯的所有的错。
And he fills me with the peace that I just cannot describe.
他让我没办法形容他的平安来充满我。
And not only that, he satisfied that emptiness in my heart.
他也满足了我心灵的空虚。
It was amazing that after I received the Holy Spirit, I no longer wanted to listen to those loud music anymore.
非常奇妙的是，当我得到圣灵以后，我就不想听那些很吵杂的热门音乐。
Instead, I just want to listen to hymns. I just wanted to read the Bible.
反之，我很想听一些安静的赞美诗。我想要读圣经。
I wanted to pray.
我想要祷告。
I didn't even own a Bible. I didn't even know where to buy a Bible at that time.
那时候我甚至没有一本圣经，我也不知道要到哪里去买。
Because I was the first one that started that came, actually my mom started to bring me to church, but I was the first one that received the Holy Spirit and baptized.
虽然是我妈妈带我来教会的，但是我是我们家庭当中第一个来教会得到圣灵然后受洗。
So I really had no idea how to even be a Christian.
所以我其实对成为一个基督徒没有什么概念。
That's why what Pastor Chan mentioned how Holy Spirit counsels us what to do.
所以就像陈传道刚刚所提到的，圣灵就像一个训诲师，他可以指导我们。
So the church member gave me a Bible, but the Holy Spirit really taught me what God wants and what God disliked.
所以弟兄姐妹给了我圣经，可是却是圣灵来教导我神喜欢的是什么，神不喜悦的是什么。
Because I've never read the Bible, it would take me a long time to read it, and then so at that time, I didn't even know what is the proper thing to do.
因为我没有接触过圣经，要花很长的时间读圣经，我其实那时候并不知道神希望我们的想要我们做的事是什么。
So first thing is that the when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, I became very sensitive to sin.
所以当我得到圣灵以后，第一个感觉就是我变得非常对罪非常的敏感。
I knew that without anyone tell me that I shouldn't lie to people, I shouldn't do things that would displease him. The Holy Spirit would tell me.
所以即使没有人告诉我，我仍然知道说我不应该来说谎，因为圣灵告诉我。
And a lot of times when I start reading the Bible, I feel God was talking to me through the words in the Bible.
很多时候当我在读圣经的时候，我感觉到神借由圣经来告诉我他的话语。
It would.Because I knew it was from God, because they were the words exactly what I needed at that time.
我知道那是从神来的，因为很多时候那些话语正是我那时候最需要的。
And you would just prick my heart. 就是扎心。
所以，那些话语非常扎心。
And would help me to change myself.
也让我能够有力量改变自己。
The most amazing thing is how the Holy Spirit guided me and counseled me towards my decision on my marriage.
尤其是更神奇的是圣灵怎么样在我的婚姻上面带领我。
I've always prided myself at being very, knowledgeable because I was educated here in the States. I feel in the matter of choosing my future spouse is purely my decision.
在之前我对我自己的知识聪明很骄傲，所以我一直认为说我有我我会做我自己的决定来选择我的伴侣。
So always because my mother was married through introduction.
因为我母亲是经由介绍结婚的。
And I see many of the older generation also did that.
我也看到很多老一辈的是这样子。
I always thought that's so old-fashioned, and that's the last thing I want to do.
我常都觉得这个实在是好老套哦，这是上一辈的人做的事。
And even though the church had recommended this is a good way, but I always rejected that way. This is after I believed a while.
所以 在我信主一段时间，虽然教会一直是推荐这样的方式，但是我一直都很排斥。
Yet, God knew where I need to be in my path.
但是神知道我在生命的旅程上面需要什么。
And amazingly, in a prayer.The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
所以很神奇的是，在一次祷告当中，圣灵跟我说。
At that time, a sister was trying to introduce someone to me.
在那时候，有一个姐妹，她想要为我介绍一个弟兄。
And in that prayer, God reminded me how I had always been walking by my own sight and not by faith.
在那个祷告当中，圣灵就提醒我说，我在我过去的旅程当中是怎么样靠自己眼见，而不是靠信心。
And he also let me experience in the prayer that he was that he will hold my that he was holding my hand.
在祷告当中，他也让我体验说他会牵着我的手。
And so it really the Holy Spirit was so mighty in that.Prayer that I submitted to him and says, I know you want the best for me.
所以在那个祷告当中，圣灵非常的有大能，所以我就完全的顺服，我就告诉他说，我知道，你知道什么对我来说是最好的。
So I wanted to trust God's guidance and leading.
我愿意信靠神的带领。
I just ask God to give me peace in my heart in knowing what to do.
我求神给我一个平静的心，让我知道要怎么做。
And sure enough, once I had the willingness to submit.
所以当我有这样子顺服的心以后
，and things just follow through very smoothly later.
事情就非常顺利的发生。
And all my the arrangement of my marriage and everything was just so miraculous in so many ways.
所以我的婚姻各方面的安排都非常的让我觉得非常神奇。
Not only that, because especially in this matter, because I knew that was.A decision that's the most important in my life besides coming to God.
我知道婚姻对我来说是除了来到教会以外最大的一个决定。
It would affect the rest of my life.
它会影响我接下来的余生。
And that's why I've been praying that God will guide my marriage.
所以我一直都在祷告，求神来带领我的婚姻。
But at the same time, I had that my selfish ways, and that's why God helped me to overcome that.
但是同时，我的心里也一直有一个自私的想法，就是想要用自己的意思。但是神借由圣灵来引导我。
And Pastor Chen also talked about how Holy Spirit convicts us.
陈川道也提到说，圣灵怎么样让我们知罪。
Before coming to know God, I didn't know what sin meant.
在认识神之前，我不知道什么叫做什么是罪。
In fact, when I just started coming, one sister told me, said, "Did you know you're a sinner?"
事实上，在我刚开始来教会的时候，有一个姐妹跟我讲说，你知道吗？你是个罪人。
I was greatly offended by that.
我觉得被侮辱了。
I thought I was a very good person.
因为我认为我是个好人。
I don't steal, I don't cheat.
我没有偷盗，我也没有说谎。
I have lots of friends, I'm very good with my friends.
我有很多的好朋友。
I help my family.
我也有很健全的家庭。
So I didn't understand why this sister told me I had sin.
所以我不了解为什么这个姐妹要说我有罪。
It was not until I received the Holy Spirit.
直到我得到圣灵之后，
even actually a little bit afterward.
甚至是得到圣灵一段时间以后，
I think I can't remember how long after I first received the Holy Spirit, I finally understood what my greatest sin was.
我不知道是我得到圣灵多久之后。我开始了解到我最大的罪是什么。
Slowly, I came to understand that my greatest sin was refusing to know God.
慢慢的，我了解到我最大的罪就是我拒绝认识神。
Because prior to that, I wanted to do things my way.
因为在那之前，我要事情照我的方式来进行。
I didn't want anybody to control me.
我不要任何人来控制我。
I didn't want to submit to this God.
我也不愿意对神顺服。
And I didn't want to acknowledge he's the creator of this universe.
我不愿意承认他是宇宙的创造者。
I thought this is just a big bang. Everything happened by accident.
我认为只是大爆炸理论，就是所有事情都是意外中发生的。
I didn't want to admit that there's a supernatural power like God that can work miracles.
我不愿意承认有一个超自然的存在，有一个神是我们的创造者。
So I deny God all his glory and his honor that's due to him.
所以我拒绝承认所有神的荣耀。
So that happened slowly when I came to finally understood that through the Holy Spirit.
但是慢慢的借由圣灵我了解到这一件。
Because actually when I was baptized, not many people in church knew what kind of person I was.
在我受洗的时候，其实，教会的弟兄姐妹并不知道我是什么样的人。
So they didn't know that I was living in a lifestyle that was just indulging in my own pleasure.
他们并不知道我过去是沉迷于在一些罪恶的兴趣当中。
So, they didn't tell me what's the right thing to do, what you shouldn't do.
他们也没有告诉我什么是该做的事情，什么是不该做的事。
The only thing I remember is after I was baptized, the pastor who baptized me told me that I should change my hairstyle.
我唯一记得的是，当我受洗完的时候，那个帮我受洗的传道跟我讲说，你的发型要改一下。
Because at that time I had actually my hair was shaved on one side, very very short.
因为那时候我的发型是有一边是剃掉的
and but very long on the other side.
然后另外一边是留得很长
So it would almost cover half my face.
所以它会遮住我半边脸
So this way so I can wear a huge earring on one side.
所以在那个剃掉的那半边我就挂很大的耳环
So anyway, I was in, I guess our parents, the pastor had to say somethingbecause the sister family is baptized, so maybe she shouldn't look so different.
所以这个传道想说，既然你现在已经是姐妹了，那你的外貌需要改变一下。
And actually, I did not own a single dress or skirt.
而且那时候我并没有任何的洋装或者是裙子。
Not that it's bad to wear that, but just my appearance was very, I guess, outrageous.
所以在那时候，我的服装就是蛮奇特的。
So the Holy Spirit really taught me, what pleases Him, because my focus was to bring attention to myself.
所以那时候我想到的只是想要别人注意我，但是圣灵真的教我什么才是让神喜悦。
The Holy Spirit convicts me of that selfish desire.
圣灵让我知道我所做错的事。
So he really really transformed my heart to want to please him instead.
所以他转变我的心，让我是追求神的喜悦。
And I really praise and thank God that he should even bother with someone like me.
我真的很感谢赞美神，他愿意来眷顾我，像我这样的人。
And he continued to help and guide me through so many things.
他继续用各样的方式来帮助我，带领我。
And he has blessed me in so many ways.
他也给我很多的祝福。
I cannot share everything, but I just share about how Holy Spirit really transformed my life in the beginning.
我没办法在这里跟大家分享所有事情，但是我只是想要跟大家分享圣灵怎么样转变我。
And may all the honor and glory be unto Lord Jesus.
愿所有的荣耀颂赞归于天上的神。
Now I'd like to invite Baldwin Park Choir.
现在我们想请伯恩教会的诗班来献诗。
现在请我们会众在一起站立，我们唱诗483首第一节跟最后一节。
Let's all rise up and, again and let's sing hymn 483 verse 1 and 4.
大的神，他是我们大家的神，他也是，也可以是我们每一个个人的神。
This great God is everyone's God, but can also be our own individual God.
因为我们每一个人有不同的背景，不同的遭遇。
Because all of us have different backgrounds, different callings.
所以神他也要成为我们每一个个人的神。
So this God will be each of our individual God.
带给我们所需要的安慰，我们所需要的教导。我们所需要的信慰
to bring us our necessary comfort, to bring us our necessary teachings.
常常我们在祷告里头，我们来领受圣灵来体验神的安慰，神的教导。
And oftentimes in prayer, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we can receive the comfort and the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
所以很诚恳的邀请我们的朋友，我们来我们自己来向这一位神来做祷告。
So we sincerely ask all of our friends to make a prayer to this God.
可以的话，我们用一个最虔诚的态度跪下来，来向他祷告。
If possible, we can use a reverent heart to kneel down and pray to him.
为了要让我们专心，可以的话，我们闭上我们的眼睛，合上我们的手。
And in order to have concentration, if possible, we can close our eyes and clasp our hands.
我们现在就正在向这位爱我们的伟大的神祷告。
And so that we can pray right now to this God who loves us.
所以我们第一句话我们出声音念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we should say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
我们的祷告的对象就是这一位真神主耶稣基督。
For we are praying to our heavenly Father, this God.
因为他是神，所以他已经认识你。
And because he is our God, he already knows us.
所以你不一定需要。将你的困难或者将你的所求来讲出来。
So we don't necessarily need to say our petitions and tell him our problems.
他已经认识你，他已经知道你。
He already knows you. He already understands you.
所以我们怎么祷告呢？
So how should we pray?
我们就出声音念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So open our mouths and say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们只要来感谢他，赞美他。
All we need to do is thank him and praise him.
虽然这么简单，但是却是那么的有福气，那么的奇妙。
And although it's so simple, it's actually something full of miracles and full of blessings.
你的祷告要蒙他垂听，要得到他的回应。
For our prayer will be heard by the Lord and will be answered by the Lord.
甚至他愿意将我们所介绍的他的圣灵来赏赐给我们。
And he is even willing to give us this Holy Spirit that we have introduced to you today.
当他的灵浇灌我们的时候。
When his Holy Spirit is filled within us.
第一个很明显的现象就是我们本来念哈利路亚会变得念不清楚，我们的舌头开始要跳动或者剪动。
The first obvious change is that when we try to say hallelujah, we will not be able to do so, and our tongue will change.
我们自己会很清楚。
And we will be very clear.
心中你就仍然存着感谢来领受主耶稣所要赐给你他应许的圣灵。
And with a thankful heart, we should accept this Holy Spirit that the Lord is going to give us.
我们不用再强迫自己继续去念哈利路亚，就顺着圣灵的感动来讲出这个灵言来。
We don't need to force ourselves to continue to say hallelujah. Let's just very naturally speak in tongues, spiritual tongues.
灵言就是领受圣灵的凭据。
Because speaking in these spiritual tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
你自己很清楚。你开始讲灵言，你得到圣灵了。
And we will be very clear when we speak in tongues that we have received the Holy Spirit.
神给你另外的什么体验，每个人都不太一样。
And all other kinds of experiences may be different among each and every one of us.
但是至少都是非常美好的感觉。
But the feeling is always a very beautiful feeling.
所以我们现在要来求圣灵，求圣灵充满的祷告。
So now we're going to make a prayer for the Holy Spirit and for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
And if you're willing to receive the laying of hands for helping in your prayer, you can come to the front to pray.
那现在我们就一起来祷告。
Now let's all come up to pray.